How about this? How about this? Because I say, you know, we've read the Athletic Greens ad 1,000 times. But I have pointed out that you have become an Athletic Greens user.
Fan.
Me too.
A big fan.
Me too. I'm a huge fan.
Daily user.
Daily user.
Like, I want to try
drug
it.
Drug addiction.
I love
Can
it.
Can I send you some, Josh? Maybe you'll get it'll help you get over your sniffles.
Yeah.
This is what I do. I mix a scoop of collagen powder, the scoop of the Athletic Greens, and a mix of protein powder. And that is my morning meal.
So healthy.
If you will.
Yeah.
So healthy.
And it's great.
Yeah.
Love yeah. it.
There you go.
I think it helps your skin and your hair. And I agree with Oliver. Like, it helps your digestion. I think I just do it with water. I think it's really, it makes you feel more energized. And I've noticed it.
Yes. Agree.
Yeah. It definitely, and it makes me feel more regular. Gets me through my workouts better. Yeah.
So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do, visit athleticgreens.com/daddyissues, athleticgreens.com/daddyissues. You win, we win, everybody wins. Who doesn't like winning? Winning.
Cavalry Audio.
Joey.
We were going to do something together.
Hey, Joe, hold on. Before you say anything, don't say anything. I just want to take a moment to explain to you where I am right now in this day and what my wishes are. You know, I don't really feel like doing the podcast right now. In fact, I kind of can't. In a way, but I am doing this and carving out a large piece of my day where I really need to get these things done, but I'm doing it for you. But if I had my druthers, I wish that someone would fill in for me. And I am thinking that if, don't say anything, if Michelle is around, maybe she can come on and maybe fill in. Maybe Margo and Josh, I don't know, you can have some sort of a thing. But I think Michelle could save the day. And I don't know, I think she'd be good.
Man, I love Oliver Hudson. I love everything about him. My day today consisted of spending the afternoon with our new producer and director for Monday Night Football. Troy Aikman flew into town. We spent the day getting to know each other. Went to dinner, and now it's like, I want to go to bed.
Can we just, like, skip the whole thing?
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at Josh.
We can.
I feel like shit.
She's like, get me off of this.
Look at poor Josh. It's so sad.
Sorry, Josh. Josh, tell the listeners that you're sick and we're canceling
great.
It tonight.
Now I'm on the podcast now. I said that's the first thing I said to Margo is don't rope me into the podcast this week. I don't want to be on.
Oh, what are you being difficult?
Come on.
Yeah, maybe. Am I ever difficult? Can I be difficult once?
Oh my God.
Oh, somebody's here
in
we
a
go.
Bad mood. Jesus.
No, I'm not in a bad mood. I'm actually not in a bad mood. I don't know.
We can just explain to the listeners that Josh is sick. Joe had a long day and Oliver is Oliver.
I don't know if I'm sick. I just don't feel well.
You're sickish. Sick feeling.
You're right. I am making everything. I'm really making everything difficult, aren't I?
Who's Kirk on the podcast for a pop in?
One of the listeners was like, you have to get Kirk, but it should be Kurt. But I just literally copied and pasted what they wrote. So they wrote Kirk instead of Kirk.
Kirk Russell.
I think Oliver should get Wyatt on. That new show that he's on is pretty intense. And I like when I sent the picture of it, Oliver was like, what show is this? Like, he didn't even know what his brother was doing.
Yeah. That's kind of the way they roll in that family.
That's nice. Everybody does their own thing.
Uh-huh.
I like it. Well,
weird riddle brain teasers from Neil Patrick Harris's game Amazed.
Mm-hmm. I played that this weekend.
Only where there is light, but I disappear if the light shines on me. What am I? I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, tonight might be not be the night for these brain teasers, but they are pretty good.
What belongs to you, but others use it more than you do?
This is a good one.
What belongs to you, but others use it more than you do?
Like, hey, Joe.
Your name.
Yes! Yes! That's right.
What has a mouth but cannot eat, moves but has no legs, has a bank but cannot put money in it, a river.
Oh, whoa.
Adam throws a ball as hard as he can. It comes back to him, even though nothing and nobody touches it. How?
I can give you a hint.
Even though nothing and nobody touches it, how? Adam throws a ball as hard as he can. It comes back to him.
It travels through a parallel dimension where everything's the opposite.
You're thinking way too hard about it.
Stranger Things.
Direction. Like, what direction is he throwing it?
Up.
There you go.
He throws it into the sky.
Straight up. Yep.
There were three men in a boat. It capsized, but only two got their hair wet. Why? One was bald.
Yes.
A couple lives in a one-story house. Everything in and out of the house is pink. The couch is pink. The walls are pink. And even the floors are pink. What color are the stairs? There aren't any. It's a one-story house.
Damn.
Wow.
What is harder to catch the faster you run? A cold.
No, but that was pretty good.
Syphilis.
Your breath?
Your breath! You guys are incredibly smart. Holy shit.
So the only one we didn't get is, I am only where there is light, but I disappear if the light shines on me. What am I?
A mirror?
A cockroach.
Ooh, that makes sense. But no. Think like me and my...
Oh, Shadow.
Yes. Oh, you got that really fast. Shadow. Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, we would have been good on the $25,000 pyramid.
Yeah, that was impressive. I'm going to go. I have a stack of these. I'm going to do this again next week because I would be interested to see if Oliver's as good as you guys are at this.
At D. Wasserbach, where does the Daddy Issues theme song come from? From my friend Preston Clark, who is a music guy, who was the guy that introduced me to all my musical favorites when we were young. And now he has a school of rock type place called Notasium in North Carolina. So he was doing like beds of music and... we took that from him. So there you go. There you go.
Very cool.
I'm trying to wait for my wife to come down here. And then we will begin this podcast. And Josh, you can, tighten this up. Just a hair?
Hair.
Just a hair.
Of hair. Yeah, look at Joe's hair.
I can do that. Looks so good.
It's really, looks great. Are you pleased?
I'm pleased. I'm going to get another one at the end of July.
I mean, it looks thick and dark. And
I know. I'm basically turning into the cat woman from New York that has had 79,000 surgeries who looks like something from a James Cameron movie.
No, it looks totally natural. Like I would never, if I didn't know you, I'd never know that wasn't your hair.
Well, it is my hair. It's just been it's been shifted.
That's right. That's
from
true.
The sides in the back to the front.
Yes. It's very nice.
Josh's
looking.
Personality. Look at him up there. He's like a mob boss right now. He's like kicked back in his chair. He doesn't feel good. He's got the sniffles.
Poor Josh.
Sniffles.
Do you have the sniffles?
And his sign fell. Look, his third bird.
God, if you couldn't reduce it down even more than that, he's got the sniffles.
Well, what is it? It's not COVID.
I don't know.
But are you sniffly?
A little, maybe. It's mostly dizziness and nausea right now. Like, I just feel
dizzy.
Like
I'm,
dizziness and nausea.
Yeah.
Maybe you're pregnant.
No. It feels like the flu or something.
What have you been doing with that bird?
I'm worried I have bird flu. I actually seriously am worried I have bird flu.
Can you get bird flu? Is that how that happens?
Right. Is bird flu from birds?
Yeah. Yeah, it's from birds. It's hey. I don't have.
Don't act like we don't, like we're so dumb because we don't know that. We don't have birds.
I mean, who's ever put two and two together and come up with bird flu actually coming from birds? And if your bird flu or your flu came from your bird, would you keep the bird or would you flush the bird?
No, okay.
Good question.
It's not a good question. First of all, I think I would have gotten it from, because I was away for a week. So I think I would have gotten it while I was traveling or away. I don't know how. But, like, I'm worried about that. I'm worried about giving it to my birds.
Oh.
Oh, geez. So you're dealing with a lot of stress in addition to your dizziness and nausea.
Yes.
Josh, you need to go lay down.
I've never once put a pet above my own well-being.
Ooh.
I can't, like, if I gave my dog the flu, if I gave my dog diarrhea, I don't know how that would happen. But, you know, that's like, go lay outside. You go sleep outside. In your case, go fly away.
I'm cutting all this out for sure. This is just...
No, I think that a lot of people feel that way. They don't put pets above their own health. I think I put even animals that aren't pets above my own health. I ran across a highway one time because I saw a cat that had been hit by a car and I thought it was still moving.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. And I picked it up and it was like, half dead, and I found the nearest vet and took it there and said, "Can you please put it out of its misery?" And you know what they said?
What?
No. Is it your cat? I said, "No, it's not my cat. I found it on the side of the highway, but it's suffering." And they said, "No. Well, we'll do it for $150.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I could think, I mean, you were on... You were on the side of a highway. I can think of other ways to put the cat out of its misery.
Well, I called my dad. This was years ago. I called my dad. I'm like, "Dad, I have to pay $150. Should I just run it back over?" He was like, "Oh, that'll kill you. Just pay for it."
Yeah.
So I paid for it. So I wouldn't be traumatized for life.
You don't want to do this?
Nobody wants to do it.
Nobody wants to do this. But we have listeners that are clamoring for this.
Yes.
Say hello to well, you can't hear now because of my funky setup.
I know. Hi, guys.
Look, it's my tan wife. I know when that outfit goes on, mommy's going for a tan.
I'm just trying to make a move for Tan Mom on Howard Stern.
Come on, lean in there.
I can't hear what's going on.
That's Josh on the top right.
See, I know. You guys, I mean, I listen every week, which is why I have such a bad rap on this show, because I listen every week.
No.
And I...
No.
Yes.
No, not at all.
So just so you know, just to catch you up, Josh has the sniffles.
Oh.
He's fearing...
I feel you, Josh.
He's fearing that he's going to give bird flu to his birds as opposed to the other way around.
Oh, my gosh.
And Margo's having a fight with her boyfriend, and he's calling. He just called moments ago, and she won't answer.
Mm-mm. What's the fight about? Not that I can hear what it's about, but...
I'll relay it. Go ahead.
I have a more flexible work schedule, and I like
a more flexible work schedule.
Spend a lot of time together, and he wants more time to himself.
Oh, they're spending a lot of time together now, and he wants more time to himself, which I think brings up a great topic, and that is you and I are both going to be working on Monday Night Football.
Right.
And whereas I used to travel for Fox, you used to travel for Monday Night Football. Now we're traveling together. Theoretically, we're going to be on plane flights together now for work and hotel rooms together for work. We're going to be home together. We are not going to make it.
Right. The couple that works together gets divorced.
Yeah, no.
No, it's, I think it was all, we were very excited, obviously, and we still are. I mean, it's very exciting that this is all happening.
Yes.
And then we sat down and we said, "Oh my gosh, we're going to work together on Monday nights. We're going to travel together. We're going to be home together. We're going to be together all the time." Oh my God, we're going to work together on Monday nights. We're going to travel together and be together all the time. What are we doing? It is going to be an adjustment. And I think it's a good thing that we're aware of that it's going to be such an adjustment. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, football season, since we've known each other for 10 years now, 9 years, we have been like passing ships in the night. And maybe that's why we've stayed together. This will be the greatest experiment of our marriage.
We should do a reality show.
We should not.
And now Margo's wheels are turning and Josh.
Did you have your tongue pierced? Margo, yes. I got my tongue pierced when I was 18, when I was 19, mm-hmm. 18. And it got so infected that the actual ball and the rod like swelled over. And I had this like terrible mouth infection. They had to go in and stretch my tongue and pull the rod and the actual ball out from the middle of my tongue.
Oh my!
And surgically,
God.
It was probably the best weight loss program ever.
Margo's saying, "Oh my God!"
The most painful.
Oh, I can imagine.
I mean, it's amazing that you have a tongue ring.
I got it when I was like 19 as well. And I took it out when I got married and then because he hated it. And then when I got divorced, I was like, well, fuck him. And it was still there. So I just put it back in.
She got it when she was 18, 19. She took it out when she got married. And because he was like, I hate that. Mm-hmm. And then they got divorced. She's like, fuck that. And then she put it back in. And now here we are.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's with a guy who feels like he's spending too much time with her.
Well.
Even with the tongue ring.
Yeah, I mean, the tongue ring can be really good.
Yeah, he feels like
I don't
like
think we need to expand on that.
I was dating somebody when I was 18 and got the tongue ring that also had a tongue ring. Oh. And it got, you know, entangled and twisted. And
Who had the tongue ring?
I don't want to tell you.
Why, who cares?
No,
I mean,
No. Because you know, no.
Uh-oh.
Okay, all right. We'll talk about this offline.
But I will tell you this. When I tried out, because I was a Broncos cheerleader for 7 years, and the first year that I tried out, I had my tongue ring in, and I made it to finals. And when I went in for the interview portion of this audition process, I played with my tongue ring the entire time. It was so distracting for the director of the Denver Broncos cheerleaders. It was a room full of executives. And I answered every question the way I should have to represent the Broncos organization.
Just with an inflamed tongue.
But I just kept flipping this thing around because it becomes such a nervous... You know, it's like biting your nails or,
absolutely,
you know?
Totally.
And when I didn't make the team, I called the then director and said, why didn't I make the team? And they said, lose the tongue ring, come back next year and try out again. And I
really?
Did, and I made the team.
Wow.
That was the only reason I did not make the team that year.
That's
so, Margo, if you have any designs on being an Arizona Cardinals cheerleader. I mean,
yeah,
take
right.
it out.
Take it out. Any aspirations to be an NFL cheerleader? Just learn how to control your tongue ring.
No.
Your tongue ring manipulation. Well, there you go.
That's a good story.
Michelle Beisner-Buck, the third.
I like that.
Chiming in on the old podcast. The old podcast-a-rooney.
Are you guys doing Juggernaut with Josh on this?
I don't know. Do you have some questions for old Sniffles over there? You can't hear it, but I'll translate.
I mean, how... Do you have any desire at all when you've got the sniffles? I can't imagine you would.
Desire for what?
Desire for Sex. What? He wants to know.
What do we mainly
Coitus.
Talk about?
Oh, no. Yeah, definitely
Josh.
I'm out of commission. I can't do much of anything.
He can't do much. He's out of commission when he's got the sniffles.
I feel you.
It's not just the sniffles. It's a dizziness and nausea.
He says he's dizzy. Sniffles? He's dizzy and he's got nausea.
Do you ever use the sniffles as an excuse so that you don't have to partake in coitus?
Maybe if I'm just really, well, not really. I mean, usually I'm not feeling well when I say that. Like, it's not really an excuse much.
He doesn't use it as an excuse. Usually he's actually not feeling well when he says that.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
See, this is what you get with Josh. He brings it right back down to reality when he could really go in a lot of different directions with that. he puts a pin in it, and then it's just floating in the water.
He's too dizzy and nauseous.
He's too dizzy and nauseous to go.
I can't handle it right now.
He can't handle it. He wants us to quit this right now.
He's like, let's end this. Can you tell Michelle that I would really like to hang out with her?
Huh? She'd like to hang out with you.
I want to hang out with Michelle and have drinks sometime.
She'd like to have drinks with you sometime.
I feel as though...
Last time I was with them and I had drinks, everybody got COVID.
Yeah.
That's true.
Except me.
Except me. I didn't either.
In LA, when I met them out with our Uber boss, Keegan.
Yep.
It's the one thing I haven't gotten yet is COVID.
I had COVID. My sister was there that night. She didn't get it either.
You did not get COVID that night, Josh.
No.
So he's never had COVID. So maybe this is your trip down
the old COVID lane.
The fun aisle.
Those at-home tests have said not negative so far, though.
Yeah. Well.
Maybe you just have a mild dose of COVID. It's just lasting, persisting. Yeah.
Very mild. Or just the bird flu.
Speaking of birds, can I see one of your birds since I'm making this special guest appearance and...
Yeah, hang on.
Good. Hold on. Oh, I've never seen him actually get up and move. You've made him move. Normally he comes on with that Afghan in the background and the...
But look, his sign fell down. His three birds.
His three birds fell down. If you put a quarter in the desk, that curtain opens up behind him and God knows what's going to be in the window.
Right. Margo, don't you think we need to have another wives episode?
Yes, absolutely.
Kind of unpack everything.
Look.
Oh.
How do we do this?
Hellera.
Say something so you like you.
Who is this?
There we go. Who is that? Is that Cora?
That's Cora. It's Cora.
Cora. That's Cora.
Wow. Is that a big bird or does it just look big because you're shoving it right in front of the. Okay.
Yeah, that's compared to my head, how big she is. I guess you don't know how big my head is, though, either. So
can she hear us?
What is he saying?
No. He said you don't know how big his head is right now, so he could have a massive head.
Sure.
That could be a big bird, or he could have a small head, and that's kind of a small bird.
Is that your first love, Josh?
Is that your first love, Josh?
Well, no. We got her after we had been married. Actually, I think so. We got married about the same time that we got Cora.
They got married about the same time they got Cora. My question, since you just hesitated on all that, is do you know the anniversary of when you got Cora compared to the anniversary of when you were wed?
Actually, no. I definitely know our wedding anniversary, not the date we got Cora. I don't know. I don't remember.
Good answer, Josh.
Yeah.
Good answer.
How old is Cora?
She is 9.
9.
Wow.
And what is the life expectancy of
after this illness? 9 and a half.
No, it's about it's probably she could live to be about 30.
Could be 30.
Wow.
So you got 21 more years. Cora may outlive me. Will you bring Cora to my funeral?
She doesn't I don't think she'd like funerals too much.
I mean, could you teach Cora something to say at my funeral? Mm-hmm. Here lies Joe. What a podcaster.
I totally would.
You would?
I would if I could get her to talk.
What's she looking at?
Oh my gosh, Josh, I don't even want to think about the day that Cora may not be a part of your life and might leave this world and go to...
He's already nauseous and dizzy.
Right.
Don't make him cry.
But the look on his face with Cora is just so, this is his person.
There's a love there.
Remember when Oliver asked him if he would kill me or the birds? And he said, and he really thought about it.
Actually.
Yeah. No.
It
is fascinating. Yeah, there's a lot going through Josh's mind. He's very conflicted.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yes, look at him.
Go on my shoulder.
Speaking of unpacking, I think that we should have another wives episode because there's much to unpack.
I agree.
And on the flip side of that, speaking of packing, I need to go pack because we are leaving for LA tomorrow for Trudy's graduation, and I have done not a thing
cool.
for that. So I love
That's
you guys.
Exciting.
It's wonderful to see you, Josh. Wonderful to see you, Margo, and her tongue ring, and Cora. I'll see you soon.
Have you ever thought about getting Cora a tongue ring?
Ooh, that'd be interesting. Okay,
no,
bye, guys.
No. Bye.
It's Michelle Beisner Buck, ladies and gentlemen, my better half. Better half, better half. There she
is. That's great. She's so fun. I really
She's
do want to hang
fun.
Out with her.
She's delightful.
I love
She's
her.
Delectable. She's everything she really you ever wanted in a wife and so much more.
I know. She's fun and she's smart and I like her. We're going to hang out one day.
You're going to hang out. There's no doubt about it. Are you going to bring your friend you brought to the booth in Arizona?
No. She's actually pretty fun. If it was a fun situation, yes, I could bring her, but I'll probably bring just myself.
If it's a fun situation.
It's not like a quiet situation.
It's going to be a very, very serious and somber occasion.
No, I'd probably bring my sister. She's very great in situations.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
You guys met her in L.A. All right, well, go pack. You must go pack, too, if you're leaving for graduation.
Do you know how long it takes me to pack? I'm good.
Okay.
But I am going to leave. And I love you guys. And live long and prosper.
Listen to Daddy Issues on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daddy Issues is a production of Cavalry Audio and iHeartMedia, produced by Margo Carmichael.
Sound engineering and editing by Josh Windisch.
Executive produced by Joe Bach, Oliver Hudson, Dana Brunetti, and Keegan Rosenberger.